Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ashley. How may I help you?
I've received a couple of notations on my credit card that I can't remember requesting, and I'm just wondering what, and it leaves this phone number.
Can I have the zip code, ma'am?
Yes, 99402.
And your name?
Charlotte Peasley. Last name P as in Paul, E-A-S-L-E-Y.
And the zip code was 99402?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how much were you charged, ma'am?
One time it was, I just noted it on my last month, and then I saw it again this month, only at 59 this time, and I don't know, that doesn't sound right. Okay, 595 last month, and this month it's 59.95.
And what is your first and last name, ma'am?
Charlotte Peasley.
And can you spell that last name for me?
P as in Paul, E-A-S-L-E-Y.
Yes, ma'am. It's not showing anything up with your zip code and your first and last name. Could it be under a different zip code or a different name?
Oh, I don't think so. Oh, excuse me. 99403. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, and for security purposes, can you verify that address?
899 15th Street, Clarkston, Washington.
Yes, ma'am, do you remember on the 16th of April ordering the Pure smartwatch?
Yes, I do remember that.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And that's what the first one was?
Yes, ma'am. It was $5.95, and that was for a 14-day trial. And after 14 days, if you did not call the council, they would charge you the full amount of the product, which is the $59.95.
Oh, wow. What I was told was this is the price for filling out a survey, and they paid the mailing. I mean, they paid. It was free, but you had to pay for the shipping, and that was the $5.95. I will be returning that immediately.
One second, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You can return the watch, but they will charge you a $9.95 restocking fee.
All right. What's the address, please?
It is 1 1 551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling Customer Service. You have a great day.